Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
She wants to be successful and do great things for this program.
And then the ultimate goal is to get that win.
Went through the battles together, and they stuck together.
Those coaches over there are doing a fantastic job.
This is the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I am Zion Palmeris, joined here alongside, I think I said my last name wrong. That was funny. I'm Zion Palmeris, joined alongside Lucas Williams, and we're here for the first Winter Coaches Show of the year. That's kind of sad. Summer's over, but we're going to be breaking down all things basketball. I'm starting this Coaches Show. We're going to have two segments with Coach Rogers, and then and the next Coaches Show will be one with Coach Buck of the guys' team and one with Coach Rogers of the girls' team. But, I mean, we're happy to be in girls' basketball. Football's over. We are going to talk about football a little, but how excited are you for basketball season, Lucas?
You know, I've been kind of looking forward to this. I am definitely a big basketball fan, and I absolutely love broadcasting it. You know, football, of course, is amazing, but there's something a little bit special about basketball.
Basketball's kind of hype. So, first, we're going to start off, recap this past little while since our last coaches show. So for cheer, they have swept their competition this weekend, and they have earned themselves a bid to the UCA national competition in February. So good luck to them in February. They got a while to practice and wait, I guess. I don't really know how cheer works, but you know, they got high things ahead of them. They're a very successful program. We've interviewed a lot of cheer athletes throughout the time here. And then after that, Carmen Horn is all conference for volleyball. She's on her season. She's got 247 kills, 42 blocks, the highest hitting percentage on the team. I forgot to mention, kind of all the all-conference athletes got mentioned. So we're going to be talking a lot of football, you know, X, Y, and Z. But for volleyball, Carmen Horn. And then for football all-conference, Lucas, can you list me off the four names that were football all-conference?
Yes, of course. So the first one to start off is left back Rylan Kiesling, who had 90 tackles, 3.5 sacks, and an interception. And, of course, you have quarterback Colton Frank, who threw for 1,848 yards, 19 touchdowns, and he did average 12 yards per throw. And, of course, you have to mention running back Keaton Jones, who had 1,563 yards for the season, 19 touchdowns, and he had 800-plus yard games.
And you will get to talk to Keaton Jones, and well, I guess you will get to listen to me talk to Keaton Jones, because he will kind of feature on this coach's show, get to talk to him, break him down. He's the Kiwanis Athlete of the Month. I believe he had over 500 yards and 9 touchdowns in the month of October. Pretty surreal. And then one more, Lucas.
And of course, he do have senior wide receiver Jacob Riley. He did have 518 yards and 5 touchdowns. So overall, just a great senior. Of course, three of those players I mentioned are seniors. So it is pretty sad to see them leave.
Yeah, that shows how good they were this season, though. I mean, at one point, you know, 2-5, 2-6, I don't remember. And that wasn't who they were. And we said that on this very coach's show. That's not who they are. And to have four all-conference athletes, I don't know how many they had last year, but, you know, pretty successful things going on from the football side of things. Sadly, their season did end. But that's going to wrap it up for the all-conference. But let's talk about basketball, okay? Recently, Pendleton Heights, the Lady Arabians had their season opener versus Hamilton Heights. It was a 70-19 win. Casey Warfel, a leading scorer with 24 points. And then after that, the Lady Arabians traveled to Westfield, and that is their toughest matchup of the year so far. They're going to be playing Lawrence Central later this week, I believe Wednesday, if I'm not correct. I think I'm correct. Lawrence Central's a tough team. They're definitely going to be the better team than Westfield. And if, you know, Pendleton Heights fell to Westfield, they could you know, that's a nice game to go back and film and improve on and watch on. But Westfield, that was a tough loss, 53-46. And then after that, they played Newcastle at home on the 12th. That one, a 59-20 win. Casey Warfel, leading scorer with 25. And after that, they played at Heritage Christian this Saturday, 56-38 win. Casey Warfel, also the leading scorer with 22 points.
Yeah, of course, you know, we did just mention, of course, Casey Warfel kind of being the leading scorer. She is averaging 22 for the season, but there's also, you know, multiple other players to mention, like Ada Hupfer, who is currently averaging 13 points per game, and not exactly too sure how many rebounds.
12.5.
Yeah, I was about to say 12.5, which is, I mean, absolutely insane, averaging a double-double, but I mean, for someone her size, you kind of expect it. But I mean, only as a sophomore, I mean, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, Ada Hufford, she's very well-rounded. I mean, standing at 6'3", you think, you know, that's a center. You're going to sit in the paint. You're going to lurk, get a lot of second-chance points, which she does. But in the past few games, she's nailed a few threes and done pretty well for herself. And in that Heritage Christian game this Saturday, I believe first points of the game was a 3 Ada Hufford. After that, a 2 from Ada Hufford. So, I mean, 5 points to start off the game. When she can start hot and keep it going, the Ravens have a lot of success.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not really – you know, you look at the player and you think exactly, you know, what they're going to do. When you have someone like Ada Hupfer, I mean, you just have kind of more options. You know, you're not really, you know, sticking to one player. You're not sticking to one, you know, specific play. You have a lot of room.
Yeah, and then something I want to mention about the Lady Arabians basketball team is I feel like they're so well-rounded, okay? You've got your new senior, Aubrey Gray, kind of a new transfer in from Texas, kind of a weird situation there. You know, you don't normally see seniors join a team on their last year of high school. That's pretty weird. And she's been playing great, exciting things there. Again, well-rounded. She plays good defense. They have Mamie Trout, who's a starter on this team, wasn't last year, junior starter. And just a lot of great well-roundedness where you can sub in and out. You know, last game against Heritage Christian, Casey, Ada, they got in some foul trouble. They had no issues subbing in Bree Perry and people like that for some well-rounded play.
Yeah, I mean, you've also seen, you know, some of those juniors kind of step up into, you know, some of those roles from specific seniors that they've, you know, left behind. You know, you mentioned a little bit about Mamie Trout, who's, you know, probably one of the main people who have, you know, stepped up in that position.
Really filled in, like, the Skylar Baldwin role. I guess Aubrey Gray could also fill in there. I mean, she doesn't start. Mamie does in that spot like that. But just, you know, they did a really good job filling in seniors. Exciting things. Lucas, could you read for me the points per game for the starting five for the Lady Arabians?
Yes, of course. So looking at Casey, she is averaging 22 points per game alongside 4.3 rebounds and 2 assists. Of course, you do have Ada Hupfer, who is averaging 13 points per game and 12.5 rebounds and a block.
And then after that, you got Olivia Jones averaging 7 points per game, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists.
And you do have Emma Roberts, who is averaging 3 points per game, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists.
And then finally, Mamie Trout, the junior, 5 points per game, 2 rebounds per game, 2 assists. You know, those are players getting subbed in and out a lot. They play a lot of minutes and really grind it out. And that's those well-roundedness players that really help add to the, you know, the Casey Warfels and the Ada Huffers, who averages a double-double. You know, that really helps, you know, put the bow on the present. There you go. That makes sense, right? Yeah. That is going to wrap it up for our opening segment. Stay tuned, though, because we got 2 segments here with head coach of the Lady Arabian team, Coach Rogers. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from community sports and wellness, fitness, tennis, pickleball, and athletics, located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri here with Lucas Williams, joined alongside the head coach of the Lady Arabian basketball team, Coach Rogers. How's your day going so far, Coach?
It's going good. Excited to get the Coaches Show up and rolling. So we're going to have a good time tonight.
We are too. So starting off, we recapped your past four games from the past, you know, start. We haven't had this is our first winter season Coaches Show. And looking at the Newcastle game, you played them on a Tuesday. You won 59-20. How do you replicate this? Of course, they're a conference opponent. We play some pretty tough ones.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we take away a lot of good things from that game. Our defensive intensity, shot the ball relatively well. Came off to kind of a slow start. So we want to try to be a little bit better from that. But, honestly, we executed. Those games aren't always easy to play in. Newcastle runs kind of a very eccentric offense where ball screens are kind of set all over the place. So we adapted and kind of did something on the fly there. And, you know, that's one of the big things that this season we're looking for is you know, when adversity strikes, when things don't go our way, how are we handling it? You know, what are we doing to make sure that we're going to continue to put the Lady Arabians in our, you know, the best situation possible to win basketball games. And I felt like that was a game that we had to do that. And then Heritage Christian, you know, this weekend was the same way as well. So we tried to make our schedule tougher. And, you know, we hope that that helps us down the road with situations like that, with adversity.
So you faced off against Heritage Christian last Saturday, winning 56-38. So you held two big contenders, only 27 combined points. You know, what were kind of some of your keys to defending them?
You know, we made it clear to start that game out, the hat. We wanted to see and kind of test where Marshall and Johnson were. We felt like the guard play that they had played against was not to the caliber of what ours was. And we were extremely happy for two kids that, you know, I think one was shooting 63% from the three-point line before they played us, and the other one was 50-something. So for the freshman to go 0 of 7 or 0 of 8 from 3, and then the junior, the senior to only have, I think, 3 of 9 or something like that. You know, we knew with what we were doing with their ball screens, there were going to be times they were going to be able to attack the paint. And when Olivia Jones went out, that obviously made it even tougher since she's one of our better defenders. But definitely pleased with the effort and execution of the game plan that those girls came out and got it done. And, you know, it was girls that don't always play a lot of minutes that were getting it done. So that was kind of a nice, you know, once again, we talk about adversity. There were lots of kids that stepped up in that role to, you know, help through injury and foul trouble.
You know, you don't, when you're watching the game, you don't really pick up on this, but, you know, keep looking at the stats like we do. There hasn't been a ton of three-point shooting, at least compared to last year.
Yep.
Is there a particular reason why? Where has this came from?
A lot of that has to do with 6-3-8 a hub for underneath. You know, we said during the summer that we were going to make a more concerted effort to get the ball down into her. And we're still working through it. You know, I would say, you know, not everybody on our roster percentage-wise is where we want them. But I think a lot of that is just learning what is a good three-point shot. You know, we want to look for when we're feeding it into Ada, looking for kickback, you know, kicking it back out to the perimeter when our feet are set. So I think some of that, like, you know, it's been a little high some games. We want to see that come down. And it's not so much we're worried about the number. We're just worried about the quality of the shot. So that's something we've been stressing with the girls and kind of talking with them on an individual basis. But I think at the moment we have three kids that are over at or above 50% from the three-point line. Olivia Jones doesn't have very many attempts, but I think she's 2 of 4. Casey's above 50, I think 9 of 16. And then Aubriana Gray is up there, I think 53% or something like that as well. So, you know, they obviously are shooting it at a high clip and starting to figure out the ones that we're looking for. So we're just going to continue to work on it. And, you know, we got to know that the best time to shoot a three is a lot of times during an offensive rebound, kick out. So we're going to continue to get better and better with that.
Do you want to change the fact that you're shooting less threes? Or are you completely fine with letting Huffer take in the paint?
No, I mean, that's, you know, when you have a tool like Ada, you know, you have to give her room to explore and have space. So, you know, one of the big things about our offense is space. But, you know, we don't always have her down there. There's been times where we've been five out and, you know, have some certain things because, you know, she can shoot it. She can play in space. You know, she can do a lot of things that most girls that are 6'3 cannot do. So it's using her, you know, she's a valuable asset, but it's trying to find ways that we can use her, skill set to kind of be at our advantage. So, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, it, one game might be higher than the other. We are just focusing on the quality of the shots right now. So it can ebb and flow from there.
So in the Heritage Christian game, there were 22 fouls for your team. You know, is that kind of high for your season, or what do you think?
You know, we went back and watched it. It was a very physical game, both teams, both ends. You know, I'm not necessarily worried about the fouls. I'm worried about the type of fouls. You know, Zion was there Saturday. He, you know, I'm sure you heard the crowd and, you know, people getting testy. But here, you know, here's the fact. You go back and when you watch some of those, like, we just have to get rid of some of the silly reach fouls. Like, you know, like, especially against a team like that where I feel like we hold the athletic advantage, we have to be able to just get in a stance and pressure them. So, you know, just like we're continuing to kind of, you know, wade through what good looks are for us and, you know, one person on the team, that may be a good shot for them. It may not be another for another player. The same thing, we got to figure out, you know, what the refs are calling. And if they're calling it tight, we got to be able to adjust to that. So I was glad, though, no matter the 22 fouls, what have you, we had a lot of kids step up into roles that they had not been accustomed to up to this point of the season. So for some of those girls to come in and have an impact like they did, that's adversity. And that's what we're looking for. We want to have more times like that before we get to tournament time late January, early February.
So I was, you know, with Zion for one of the games, and I saw in the pregame Aubrey Gray's shot form. And I noticed that, you know, it's probably, you know, in my opinion, one of the best on the team. What do you think is your opinion on that?
Yeah, you know, Aubrey Gray has been an extreme blessing for us. It's alleviated some of the, it's given us, you know, a true another option, as a primary ball handler with her and Emma Roberts. And, Aubrey's played a lot of high level, basketball in Texas, Arizona. She's a military kid, so she's kind of been all over the place. I can tell you this, she works extremely hard on her game and, you know, I know that the percentage that she's shooting now, it may go down, but, you know, she has taken to heart kind of the concept of the quality shots that we're looking for. She is hunting shots that she knows she's going to be successful at. So her hard work, it's no wonder that, you know, that she's having success and doing what she's doing.
Well, that will wrap it up for our first segment. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right here back with one more segment here with Coach Rogers, but thanks for joining me. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here with Lucas Williams as well as Coach Rogers. And now, Coach, so we had our first segment. Something we mentioned, we were looking through the stats, I believe, with the three-point shots. But something else I noticed is your opponents are the most successful against you when scoring in the paint.
Yeah.
31 for 54 so far is their opponent's percentage against you guys in the paint. The extra emphasis being on Westfield there. They went 64% in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any more emphasis on defending better there?
Yeah, I think, you know, the way what happened against Westfield is we were in good spots to help on drives. We just overhelped. And what I mean by that is, you know, if somebody's driving, you know, we're trying to keep them out of the lane, but if we can't just run over and double a kid that's not worthy of demanding a double. So when you do that, you know, if people aren't in rotation, that's where, you know, we had a lot of drop-offs to Samantha Price that, you know, she was able to just turn left shoulder and finish. So, you know, that's definitely been something that we've talked about. We've been drilling. But, yes, you can't, you know, we play an aggressive type of defense. Sometimes I feel like I have to amp them up like that to get them going. Because when I don't, we have slow, sluggish starts like we did at Westfield. So, I mean, that's part of it. You know, the better the teams that you play, you know, you have to be good at adapting when things do break down. So, you know, I'm not overly worried about it. But I, you know, it is something that we have to continue to look at and monitor and, you know, just kind of rep being there and helping, and trying to force tough shots. You know, there were a couple of times we got the shots that we wanted Heritage Christian to take on Saturday, but we didn't kind of finish the play, so to speak, by go getting the rebound. So, you know, championship effort is all the time. It's not sometimes. You know, we talked about we can't be happy because the person that we wanted to take a shot took it. We got to finish the play by go getting the rebound. So, yeah, definitely an emphasis. We'll continue to work on it. But, yeah, just can't overhelp and kind of have to know personnel a little bit better.
So in the last segment, we mentioned all about the last four games that you played. So in the last game, you did shoot 6-for-13 from the line. You know, what can you do to kind of improve that number during, you know, moments where it starts to matter?
Mental toughness. Hey, you know, once again, there was a lot of adversity in that game Saturday. And, you know, I think at times I had to call some timeouts to kind of get everybody back centered and everything like that. But we were talking about that in the coach's office today about how poor we were from the free throw line. After, I think, against Newcastle, we were like almost 90% from the free throw line. So I think a lot of that, we shoot a lot of free throws in practice, tired, not tired, different types of games and stuff that we do with it. I think a lot of it just boils down to mental toughness. You know, you have to have the mindset that, you know, that shot's easy. You're going to the line. We got to be able to hit it. So it's something we work on daily. And, you know, some days you're going to be better than others, but we got to try to have more days where we're better than not better. So
one final question here about the previous games, you know, in that Heritage Christian game, you know, that was a pretty unusual game, lots of fouls. How do you coach that, you know, timeout wise? You got to be pretty different. How used to you are playing in games like that where you have to, you know, Casey's got to come out because she's about to foul out, or Ada's got to come out. There's a lot of different things you got to do that you don't normally have to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the big things is, one, those two specifically, there's a couple plays in that game where they both at the same time put themselves in situations to pick up fouls where the ref basically could have choose. Like, it didn't matter. He could have rung Ada up for that one. He could have gave it to Casey. Probably at times could have given it to both of them. Like, I remember one in transition where, you know, Ada was kind of on the inside. She contested it, hit the girl on the arm. And then Casey was on the outside as well. And she kind of, like, you know, hip checked her a little bit. So it's just, you know, it's hard. It's a hard thing to do. But you have to have some awareness for time, you know, situation, what's going on, how many fouls do I have, man, I feel like I could rip this girl right now, but, you know, am I going to pick up a foul? So we just, you know, once again, it's maturity. You know, that was a tough physical game Saturday, and, you know, we let them roll probably a little bit too long, and they, you know, Casey ended up fouling out and, you know, kind of doing that thing. But, you know, I think a lot of it is just, one, we're still early in the season, but two, we gotta have some maturity when it comes to that.
So your next matchup is going to be against Lawrence Central. They're a very strong team, and they've got a winning history. Their coach has an astounding record. What's going to be the key to guarding the Lampley sisters? Of course, last year you did lose to Lawrence Central, and it was a very tough game, but it's a very exciting one with this coming, I believe, Wednesday.
Yeah. You know, I would never wish ill will on anyone, but maybe on Wednesday the Lampley sisters could maybe call in sick. But, you know, it's tough. I mean, they're high-level Division I kids. They're going to play high-level Division I basketball. Layla, their point guard, she's going to play high-level Division I basketball. They have another post, Anaya McKenzie, who is probably going to land somewhere on a D1 radar. Like, you know, they are probably one of the more talented teams, not just in the state of Indiana, but the country. So, you know, we are potentially going to be downing a player with Olivia Jones. She's still a little banged up from that game Saturday. So that makes things even trickier. But once again, I think it's a situation where, you know, if we had to pick two or pick one out of the two this week for Olivia to play in, I think Greenfield Central is a lot more important. So, you know, we're going to continue to evaluate her. We're going to see what she looks like tomorrow. But, yes, going to be extremely tough game. We're having our youth night, so I know there's going to be, you know, lots of younger girls in the stands, probably with more parents. So it should be a good crowd. And I can tell you one thing. We as a team and as a coaching staff, we are not going to allow those girls to back down. So we're going to have them ready. We're going to give it our best shot. And let's not forget, you know, if we are blessed enough to maybe win a sectional, this could be a regional opponent as well. So, you know, it's good to have a look at a team this good this early in your season. But once again, we just want to come out, do our best, compete, and see if we can put ourselves in a position to win it late.
So pregame of Newcastle, you told me Westfield, you know, we didn't really love how we started. We kind of got to the school a little late. You know, yep. Things didn't go as we planned. Now you mentioned at the Newcastle game, you got to school a little bit earlier, warmed up. Yep. You get two more games under your belt since then. How are you feeling about how you're starting and how is that going to change?
Yeah, you know, I think we were much better against Newcastle. We were much better against Heritage Christian. So I think we're going to continue to do that. So treat it not so much as just kind of a, you know, we typically didn't used to do much on home games. But even the Newcastle game, we came in and, you know, got a sweat going and just kind of started to build that mentality for how we want to come out and kind of attack the opponent with our game plan. So I don't expect that to change. We'll probably keep working on it. You know, I think the saying goes, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So we'll stay focused on that. And I think the girls appreciate it too, because they kind of like to come in and get shots up. And it's not just about getting moving. It's about, you know, kind of building that mindset for what we're looking to do. So we're excited for Wednesday. And I know those girls are too. So they're ready to line them up and see where the chips fall.
Now, of course, you do play some, you know, great opponents, especially in the latter part of the season. But, you know, how important is it to play a great team like Lawrence Central in, you know, the beginning of the season?
The beginning of the season makes it even tougher. You know, there's less games to kind of watch and take a peek at. But once again, I think our next, you know, 9-10 games here, it's kind of a, you know, who's who of, you know, top 30, top 40 opponents in the state. You know, Southeastern, Fishers, Chittard, Jennings County, you know, Delta's in there, Greenfield Central's in there, Mount Vernon's in there. I mean, there are a lot of tough opponents coming up for us. So we're going to prepare for each of them like we do, you know, for every game. Talk personnel, talk what we're going to do offensively and defensively, watch some film. And then, you know, like I said, we'll get out there and compete. But once again, I think this schedule, that we've put together is really going to help us down the road, you know, as we get later into the season. So we're excited about that. We know it's tough. We know it's challenging, but we know what our girls are capable of. So we're just excited for the present, we're excited for the future, and just working hard to get better.
Well, with that, that's going to wrap it up with our interview with you, Coach Rogers. Thanks for joining us, and good luck on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. I got the chance to sit down with Kiwanis Player of the Week, Keaton Jones, for an interview here on this Coach's Show. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this interview on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, and I'm joined here with
Keaton Jones.
Now, Keaton, you are the varsity running back starting for Pendleton Heights and their football team, of course. Your season just recently ended. But first off, how's your day going so far?
So far, it's been pretty good.
Well, thank you for joining me here. We got you on to recap pretty much your season. Of course, you were we broadcast all your guys' games. You were pretty much our MVP of the season. You know, after the games, we give our ASN player of the game, and it was hard to not pick you every time. You know, you just put on a dominant performance. That later stretch of the year was pretty great. How would you rate your season?
I mean, of course, we didn't get the outcome that we wanted, but me personally, I'd give it like a 9 out of 10. There's obviously some stuff I could improve on, but majority, it was pretty good.
Well, I mean, coming into this year, people didn't really know how to have expectations. Of course, Isaac Wilson was your quarterback last year. Got switched to Colton Frank now that he graduated. And, you know, you guys kind of got to a low point in this season. I believe you were 2-5, 2-6, and then kind of a switch flip. What really was that? And does that increase that number for you? Because, you know, you went from like 2-5 to getting to your sectional championship.
No, looking back at it, it's really impressive. At one point we were like 2-4, changes were made. And then after that, once we got one win, then another one came, and then they just started rolling. We started getting on a roll.
What was your favorite game this season?
Ooh, probably Greenfield sectional. That was a really fun one.
How difficult was that? They had, I believe, 6 straight wins against you guys. I don't think there's any pressure. It was a playoff game, but is it difficult to play a team when it's, you know, they have the winning side of the rivalry for about, I think, 3 years now?
Yeah, it's especially hard playing a team twice. I mean, you saw the week before with Newcastle, a lot closer game, definitely harder. The Greenfield game, definitely preparing for it was very hard. But once I started getting going that game, it was really good.
Does it make it any sweeter that it was a sectional and you knock them out? That's their season ending.
100%. That was the first time my 4 years here that I've actually got to beat them.
Oh, wow. What was the locker room after that game?
It was ecstatic. I mean, everyone was going crazy. It was awesome.
So we mentioned it before, you know, something like changed midseason, whenever it was. What was that? I mean, it was totally noticeable. Your next game, maybe against Yorktown. I couldn't tell you who it was right now, but you were a totally different team.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, some like coaching stuff was changed, player personnel was changed, and then morale. A lot of us leaders took accountability and kind of talked to everyone, get everyone in the right mindset. And after that, that's when things took off.
So we got you here because you are the Kiwanis Player of the Month, I believe is the exact title. What does that mean to you? Of course, I believe it was for the month of October. That was the main, but I guess you played into November. That's what teams shoot for in high school football. What did that mean to you pretty much?
It was awesome. I'm very honored to receive that. Put in a lot of work. I want to give a huge thanks to my teammates for helping me get to that point.
What was your favorite senior from this year? Of course, this is your last year of high school football, but who was there right along with you?
I mean, I got to say Colton Frank.
I was looking through Max Preps because that's the website you guys have your stats tracked on. I've talked to Coach Richmond about this a few times, and I don't have an exact number. I really wish I did, but you're in the top 10 all time at rushing here at Pendleton Heights. What does that mean to you? Of course, you know, we're not a new school. This school's been around for a long time, and you got pretty high in those rankings.
Yeah, actually, Richmond told me about that. I was very surprised. I didn't think I'd be in the top 10. But when I heard that, I mean, it surprised myself.
Okay, so now that you are a senior, you're a pretty dominant leader on this team. How do you feel now you have to pass down the crown? Are you pretty confident, you know, and to give it to your juniors who are now will be seniors? And, you know, you feel confident that they will be the leaders that your senior class was?
100%. Especially a few players, Talon Foster. I mean, he's going to be a big part of our team next year. Probably going to be a running back instead of me.
I said crown like it was a physical thing. How did you actually do that? Because it's not, you just leave, you know, they just become seniors. You don't physically do anything, but how do you make your presence known when you're not there? You know what I mean?
Kind of like how some of the other seniors from last year do with me. After some games when I play really well, they contact me and they're like, "Hey, heard you had a really good game. You know, proud of you. Keep it up."
So I asked you your best game this season. Of course, it was that Greenfield Central game. But do you think that was your best game this, you know, your whole career at Pendleton Heights? Of course, this was a pretty dominant season for you. You were, I believe, you were just shy of first in the conference with touchdowns and rushing yards. I mean, we play in a great conference. But was that the best game you've seen all season? Excuse me, all of your career here at Pendleton Heights?
I mean, technically my best, I think, like statistical game was, Yorktown. I had like 230 something yards, 4 touchdowns and like 30 something receiving yards.
There was probably 3-4 game stretch where you just had like 4 touchdowns. What was that? How did that happen? Of course, I don't think you changed anything specifically. You just turned on the jets and started cooking those last few weeks.
Yeah. The past few weeks, I mean, once I started getting rolling, I could tell the coaches, I mean, so our game plans were just to give me the ball until I scored.
Is that like, where's your wear and tear on that? I mean, that's going to take a toll after a while, but I mean, you held up pretty well the whole season.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. The past few games, I mean, it would get to a point in the third quarter, like I'd walk up to Cole and I'd be like, "Dude, like it hurts to walk." I tell coach, I'd be like, I'm gonna need out.
I think that's all I got for you. Thanks for joining me one more time. Who am I here with?
Keaton Jones.
And congrats to you. Of course, you didn't have the season that you fully wanted, didn't get to win that sectional title, but you guys had a great season. Awesome watching you. And like I said, you probably are MVP, so thanks for sticking with us.
Yep, thank you. Go Ravens.
Well, that will wrap it up for this interview on the Arabian Sports Network. You are listening to The Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village, senior living from Cardin. Located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton, their phone number is 765-778-7501. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at 1 Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at cowanchiropracticcenter.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. 91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm your host, Zion Palmieri, here with Lucas Williams. Now, Lucas, had a nice conversation with Coach Rogers, head coach of the Lady Arabian basketball team, but now we're here to wrap things up. So you just heard from Keaton Jones, Kiwanis Player of the Week. Sadly for them, football, of course, wrapped up their sectional. They lost the sectional champion versus New Powell. And this is probably the last time we're going to talk about football. So we'll hit it one more time before we get out of here. Who are the all-conference players?
So you do have left back Rylan Kiesling, who did have 90 tackles, 3.5 sacks, and an interception for the year. Of course, every other player is a senior. So you have senior quarterback Colton Frank, threw for 1,848 yards, 19 touchdowns, and he did average 12 yards per throw. Of course, do have to mention Keaton Jones, the running back, did have 1,563 yards, 19 touchdowns, and 8-plus 100-yard games. And of course, the one player you want to mention is Jacob Rowley, the wide receiver, who had 518 yards and 5 touchdowns for the season.
Yeah, great stuff from the Pendleton Heights Arabians on the football side of things. And then for Pendleton Heights cheer, of course, they are
They won this past weekend at their competition. They swept their competition, exactly, and they earned a bid to the National UCA Cheer Competition in February, so congrats to them. And then, of course, all the all-conference players were just named out, of course, for football. And now for volleyball, you got Carmen Horn for volleyball. All-conference, 247 kills, 42 blocks, and she led the team highest hitting percentage. So some great things from your Pendleton Heights all-conference athletes. And then now, Lucas, give me the points per game for basketball one more time while I pick out the all-conference soccer players. But talking about girls basketball, here you go. Take the floor, Lucas.
So looking at the starting five, you do have Casey Warfel, who's currently averaging 22 points per game alongside 4.3 rebounds and two assists. And of course, you do have the sophomore center, Ada Hupfer, with 13 points per game, 12.5 rebounds, and a block per game. And you do have Olivia Jones, the junior, one of the many players who have, you know, stepped up in that junior class. She's averaging 7 points per game alongside 6 rebounds and 3 assists. You do have senior Emma Roberts, who's currently averaging 3 points per game alongside 2 rebounds, 2 assists. And once again, another great player. You have Mamie Trout, another one of those players who stepped up, who is currently averaging 5 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists.
So, girls, all soccer conference players, we're just naming them all off here. Of course, they were all crowned recently. Gracie Coleman, sophomore. Amari Francis, senior. Priscilla Barrages, junior. Kai McClure, sophomore. And Sydney Jones, freshman. And then, moving on to the guys, you got Dylan John, the junior. Jack Weflin, the senior. Wyatt DeBertrand, kicker for the football team as well, senior. Yvonne Landaverde, junior. Grayson Hovermail, senior. And Lucas Mayer Adams, in goal, also the senior. So, congrats to all our Pendleton Heights all-conference athletes. I guess congrats to you. And then moving on, of course, girls basketball is really heating up. These next few, I think, 10 games, Coach Rogers said, you know, you're going to be playing some great teams, the Lawrence Centrals, the Greens, Greenfield, I can't talk today. You know, teams like that they might see later down the road in, you know, county tournament, you know, maybe that's Lawrence Central. There's exciting things along the way. So looking at Lawrence Central, that one's going to be at home. Lawrence Central's standing at 3-0. They only lost once last year, and that was to George Rogers Clark, a Kentucky team. They won state. So Lawrence Central, that's kind of the team to beat for Pendleton Heights. If they can get a win, that's going to be a statement win. They're going to be on everyone's radar. That one will be at home camo, so go out, support your Arabians camo. If you can't make it, we will live broadcast it right here on our station. But that one's going to be an exciting one.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be, you know, one of their toughest opponents for the season. But, you know, it's kind of great that they're, you know, going at it, you know, this early in the season where, you know, you're still kind of getting things figured out right here. So, I mean, you can kind of just only go up from here. You can only use it, you know, kind of as improvement.
Yeah, and then looking at their leading scorer is going to be Layla Lampley, of course, the star for them. Last time, Layla played, I believe she had over 20. That's an exciting player to watch. You mentioned Coach Rogers say that's a, you know, a future Division I basketball team. A lot of those players on there are being, you know, scouted and looked at, and they're going to be the future of girls basketball. But outside of that, the next matchup this week will be Friday at Greenfield Central. That one, Greenfield Central standing at 3-1, just like the Arabians. That's going to be a nice conference battle. We've seen one this season, that one was versus Newcastle, but an exciting thing there. That's going to be a way. Blackout is the theme. Again, if you can't make it, we will live broadcast the game on our station.
Yeah, but the leading scorer for the Greenfield Central Cougars is Madison Sonsini, who is currently averaging 13 points per game alongside 8 rebounds. So definitely a great player for, you know, such a dominant team.
Yeah, Greenfield Central, another one of the great teams in the state. Like Coach Rogers said, top 30, top 40 range. That you want to play the best to perform the best. You know, I kind of stole that from Coach Richmond during our football coaches shows, and I keep mentioning it, but it's true. That's not a lie in any way, shape, or form. If you play the best, you're going to start playing like them, i.e. the best. Exciting things from all things around Pendleton sports, but that's going to wrap it up for me and Lucas. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to our sponsors and our contributors, anyone who makes this possible. You know, we can't do anything without you. And we really appreciate it. But for Lucas Williams, I'm Zion Palmieri. Thanks for tuning in to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for tuning in to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.